As you would expect, it's been another active week in Ukraine, as well as with all things and nations associated with the war in Ukraine. Had Putin putting in a new general in charge of the invasion of Ukraine. Same general oversaw Russia's terror in Syria, which gives a dark reference to what the people certainly in eastern Ukraine can expect in the coming weeks. Now, while that was taking place, the leaders of Finland and Sweden revealed that they're kind of interested in being a part of NATO now. When that comes to pass, that will put another NATO nation at Russia's doorstep, with Finland bordering Russia. Prosecutor General of Ukraine said this past week as well that over 6,000 war crime cases have officially been opened. Even probably watching that 8-mile convoy headed to eastern Ukraine, belief is that many of the vehicles in that convoy are poor-performing equipment, which is the consequences you deal with when you buy your military equipment from Crazy Yuri's used tank emporium. You've also probably seen the map the news channels use of Ukraine, with the color coding shows where Russia's attacking, where Ukraine is retaking land. That's a map created daily by the Institute for the Study of War. Have you caught how there's a lot less red on the map that represents where Russia's attacking? Russia's activities pretty much now confined to the east and, well, at least a piece of the southeast area of Ukraine. And still troublesome how the U.S. and the rest of NATO continue to be slow in action to help Ukraine, although the U.S. did offer up this past week another $800 million in military equipment. But all these countries have, I call them casino cowards. They're holding back on placing the bet until they're sure it's going to be a winning bet. But maybe the biggest hit of the week, pun intended, was Ukraine taking out the Russian flagship in the Black Sea. That move turned out to be a combination of weaponry and tech skills. Of course, the Russians are saying, no, it was an onboard fire that caused the ship to blow up and sink. Now, put that on a scale, which is worse? Admitting that who you're attacking blew up your ship, or that your own people did? Which, if it's the latter, then I guess that means they need to add a new class at the Russian Naval Academy. Lesson number one, don't blow up our ships.